Library presents The Case of the Curious Scouts by Veronica Meng. Read for you by Lee Ponce. To Serena, my first friend and closest confidant. Chapter 1. In a gloomy town filled with rain and snow, all was quiet and still. Dusk stretched slowly over the streets, while snow fell like powdered sugar over a donut. If you were a stranger passing through, you might assume that nothing out of the ordinary ever happened here. But if you looked closely, very closely, you might notice a tall, skinny house on a nondescript street. That house belonged to the Secret Spy Society. The curtains were drawn, but a warm light glowed inside, where three girls were about to stumble upon a new adventure. The Secret Spy Society was made up of the Lady Spies, notorious and accomplished secret agents. But there was also a special division called the Petite Private Eyes, which was made up of little girls named Peggy, Rita, and Dot. They were only spies in training, but each had her own unique skills and accomplishments. Perhaps it was unusual for children their age to be studying espionage, but then again, Peggy, Rita, and Dot were not like most others. Tonight, the girls had visited the lady spies in the hopes of finding some adventure, but instead found themselves stuck with homework. Spies must know the ins and outs of the world, and that begins with social studies, reading, and math. Or at least that's what the lady spies told the girls whenever they complained about their schoolwork. Rita, who loved reading, thinking hard, and solving tricky problems, was staring intently at her paper and retracing her steps through a particularly puzzling bit of algebra. Dot, who loved action and making things with her hands, found herself drifting from her social studies homework and instead folding airplanes out of her notes. Occasionally, she flung one across the room and sprinted after it. Peggy, who loved jokes, tricks, and sweet talking, was not particularly excited about tedious equations and dreary literary classics. She had abandoned her homework entirely and was instead revisiting an earlier project. All was silent until she raised two fingers to her lips and let out a glorious "whoot" that echoed around the room. A steady "ba-dum, ba-dum" began to drift from somewhere deeper inside the house. It grew louder and louder until
"meow."
A flurry of dots and fluff soared into the room and landed on the middle of the table, scattering pens and papers. It was Chiquita, Josephine Baker's pet cheetah. Dot and Rita nearly toppled out of their chairs. They tried to look stern, but broke into a fit of giggles. Chiquita looked very proud of herself.
"Homework is important, but so are new tricks," Peggy grinned.
The girls' laughs were interrupted by a sudden ding-dong at the front door. Miss Conn appeared from the shadows of the house, silent as the falling snow outside. She was the girls' schoolteacher, and a few months ago they discovered that she was also part of the Secret Spy Society. They watched from the table as she crouched down and crept up to the door, looked through the peephole, and then sighed. She opened the door to reveal two women outside, looking very upset. It was the Fashion Twins, Josephine Baker's longtime dress designers. They wore stylish clothes with bits of thread stuck to their stockings. Cece had big, beautiful curls, and Yuki kept a beret neatly perched upon her head. They both wore perfectly identical, chic glasses, which is how they got their name.
"Oh no! What happened to them?" Rita whispered.
The girls often visited the Fashion Twins store to pick up dresses for Josephine, and the Fashion Twins were always cheerful and silly. But today was different. Tears streaked their cheeks and their glasses were fogged from crying.
"Something horrible has happened," they cried.
Peggy, Rita, and Dot watched wide-eyed as Miss Conn led the fashion twins to the living room, where some of the other spies were relaxing. She handed them a box of tissues.
"Please, tell me what's wrong," she said kindly.
"Well," explained Yuki, "we were out for dinner. We came back to the shop," Cece continued, "and the dresses were scattered all over the place," Yuki added.
"And there were footprints,"
they gulped, "and mud.
Someone stole one of our dresses,"
the women cried in unison. Upon sharing this news, they burst into tears. Miss Conn and the other spies, Cecily Lefort, Mary Jane Richards-Denman, Sarah Emma Edmonds, Nancy Wake, Josephine Baker, Christine Granville, Sarah Aronson, Yolanda Beekman, Violette Zabo, Noor Iniat Khan, and Odette Howells, gathered around to listen intently.
"Those dresses are our life's work," Cece cried, wiping the fog from her glasses.
Up until this point, Peggy, Rita, and Dot had sat quietly at their table trying very hard to look busy, but, like any good spies, were unable to keep themselves from eavesdropping. Stolen dresses, mysterious footprints, Peggy couldn't hold it in any longer.
"We'll help," she exclaimed.
The twins looked startled, as if to say, "Is that even allowed?" Peggy batted her eyes.
"Well, after all, you lady spies are very busy with your other projects, and our schedule is wide open."
Dot and Rita sprung from the table.
"Homework can wait,"
they cheered, dashing for their coats. Cece was baffled.
"Now," she said, "it's getting dark and it's snowing."
Rita nodded.
"Evidence only lasts for so long, and it's important that we start our investigation immediately."
The fashion twins looked to Miss Conn, who shrugged.
"It's true," she said, pausing to think. "Take Chiquita. She'll keep you safe, and she's excellent at tracking."
The girls walked over to shake the fashion twins' hands.
"Petite Private Eyes, at your service."
One by one, Peggy, Rita, Dot, and Chiquita piled into the fashion twins' car and headed to the shop. When they arrived, it was obvious why Cece and Yuki were upset. All around them, spools of thread were littered on the floor, and odds and ends of fabric were scattered around the room. Yuki held up a dress.
"This one is torn."
Cece laid out another.
"This one is covered in muddy footprints."
Yuki laid out one more.
"And this one is all smeared with..."
Peggy, Rita, and Dot gathered around.
"What is that?"
Rita asked with disgust. Dot, ever the adventurer, stepped forward. She sniffed, scooped a glob onto her finger, sniffed again, and then Peggy and Rita shrieked,
"Ew!"
Dot licked the pink something off of her finger. Then she giggled.
"It's jelly!"
"Jelly?"
echoed the fashion twins. The girls were mystified. How odd, and how sticky.
"We need more clues," said Rita.
They looked under the sewing machine. They looked inside the thread drawer. They looked inside the storage closet. They even looked under a big taffeta gown. Dot sighed, slouching against the windowsill.
"This feels pointless. Clearly, whoever did this was a real pro."
She rubbed her face in exhaustion. Peggy and Rita giggled.
"Dot, your face is covered in glitter."
Dot looked at her hands, which were twinkling.
"Aha!"
The windowsill in front of her was covered in a layer of glittering rhinestones and twinkling sequins. She cracked the window open and began to climb out.
"Let's go!"
The fashion twins looked baffled.
"Is this safe?"
Yuki and Cece asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?